If you have your Bible, go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. And what we're going to share this morning, the Lord definitely really directed me on this. It's quite an interesting thing. In some ways, it connects to what we were sharing last Sunday, but it's really kind of going to be a different flow. We were talking about moving from knowledge to acknowledgement last Sunday. Yeah. And so I'm going to be, in some sense of the word, picking up on some of that, and we're going to launch into what the Lord put in my heart here this morning. There's a spirit out there in the world, in society, in this culture around us. How many of you know our Christian trumps the culture? Amen. But there's a spirit out there that we as believers are not to have anything to do with, and it's a spirit of lying, covering up the truth, and just kind of wanting nothing to do with what everybody knows is true. Now, as we go, you'll understand more of what we're talking about. But believers are told in this passage of Scripture, we're going to see this, that we are to be lovers of the truth. Now, let's start reading here in 2 Corinthians. Are you with me this morning? Are you going to get anything? Yes. Good chance to say yes. Yes. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Let's notice verse number. We'll start in verse number, let's see. Let's go back to verse 1, but we're not going to read all this. I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Sometimes people say, well, I don't believe in the rapture. Right there it says we're going to be gathered together unto him. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by word, by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. We are going to read this. Okay, let's just keep going. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. That the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We call him the Antichrist. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitting in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. There's going to be there's going to be a temple rebuilt in Jerusalem, there's going to be a man, the Antichrist, is going to make a peace agreement with Israel for 3.5 years. Then he's going to go in there and break that covenant and sit in the temple and call himself God and demand that the Jews worship him. That's what he's talking about here. This is all prophecy. It'll come to pass. Just mark your calendar. I mean, you might not know on the calendar when it's going to happen, but I mean, mark it down. It will come to pass. Amen. Amen. Then he said, verse number 5, remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth. There's something withholding him. Now you know what withholdeth. Well, let's find out what this is that withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Now, you could say revealed could mean everybody find out who the Antichrist is. But as I look at this, revealed really means exposed for what he really is, the fraud that he really is. He will be revealed in his time or exposed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity. Say that out loud. There is a mystery of iniquity working in the earth. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lets, that literally means hinders or withholds. He who now lets or hinders or withholds will hinder or withhold until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked, or the wicked one really, be revealed or exposed. Now here's how he's going to be exposed. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Look at that. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now the spirit of his mouth, I don't know if you've ever read the Bible very closely, but there are several verses that talk about Jesus. I remember Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, the Bible said he was Jesus. I mean, John described him, and he was glowing and radiant. His hair was white and glistening. He had a robe and a golden girdle, and Jesus was shining in all of his glory. And the Bible said there, when John saw him in Revelation chapter number 1, that whenever he saw him, he had a sword coming out of his mouth. Amen. Revelation, listen to this verse, Revelation 19:21, and the remnant were slain. This is after the end, whenever Jesus comes and destroys the nations that rise up against the nation of Israel. The remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. That's, you're riding back with him. He's coming back on a white horse. Now, he's coming back twice. He's coming back to get the church. Right. And then he's coming back with the church, riding on a white horse with a sword in his mouth to wipe out the evil and the wicked that the Antichrist is gathering together against the people of God. And he's coming back with a sword, and he's going to smite them with the sword. And the Bible said, which sword, this is Revelation 19:21, proceeded out of his mouth. Amen. Amen. And so, what is the sword that's in his mouth? Ephesians, we know it from chapter 6, verse number 17. Remember, he talks about the armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Remember, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, so forth and so on. And then he talks about, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
That's right. Amen.
It's the Word of God spoken under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, amen.
And I tell you, it destroys things.
Yes.
It'll destroy cancer.
Yes.
It'll destroy wickedness. It'll destroy the works and plans of the enemy.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when Jesus comes back wielding it, we're going to see a show.
Amen.
Of words causing destruction of works of darkness.
Amen.
We ought to get a clue. Not only is that sword supposed to be in Jesus' mouth, he said in Ephesians 6, you and I as believers are to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In other words, the Word of God spoken out of our mouth with under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And Jesus said, thy word is truth.
Yes.
So it's speaking the truth under the anointing of the Spirit is what stops the work of the enemy. It's actually what is holding back the Antichrist himself.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen. The body of Christ speaking the truth under the anointing of the Spirit, telling the truth in the midst of lies, is what holds back the Antichrist.
Amen.
And the spirit of Antichrist, which is already working in the earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a job to do.
Yes.
Now, let's think about some of this. He said, now you know what withholds or holds back. And that will happen. Look at this, verse number 6. And until this time of the end here. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, verse 7. And only he who now lets or withholds will withhold until he be taken out of the way. Then that's one wicked one's going to be exposed. And he's going to be defeated with the word Jesus speaks under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's how darkness is pushed back in the United States of America.
Amen.
Or in your own life personally. Okay, so verse number 9. He who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness, look at this, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. You need to underline that. You and I are safe from deception if we love the truth. And we hate a lie. Whether we find it in our own mouth or the mouth of somebody else talking.
That's right.
We hate lies. Amen. Every believer who loves God hates lies. Are you with me this morning? So this passage of scripture here is talking about the reason that the whole world will go after the Antichrist and be so deceived. That's the main characteristic of the Antichrist. He is every wicked thing you can think. He's into every wicked thing you can think. But the biggest characteristic of the Antichrist is the biggest characteristic of the devil himself.
Yeah.
And that is, he is a liar. Jesus said in John 8:44, he is a liar and the father of all lies.
Yeah.
Because really, Satan inhabits, or he moves into this man, called, we call him the Antichrist, and he speaks through him. Well, if he's a liar, then he's going to make this man a liar.
Yeah.
Demon spirits make people what they are, if a person listens to them. Amen. All right, so we're not really here to talk about end times, but I want you to see this. Verse 10, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, why are people so deceived in the last days? And why do they perish? It's because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, there's a whole lot there, but what I'm saying to you this morning is, this lying spirit is trying to get it on, even in the United States of America right now. It's trying to push lies like never before.
Yes.
Censorship of the truth is at an all-time high in the United States of America.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Deception doesn't just happen by propagating a lie. It also happens by suppressing the truth.
Yes.
Go to Romans chapter number 1. Go to Romans chapter number 1. I don't know if we'll be able to get this all out this morning, but we're going to make a good effort at it. And we'll see. We'll go on if we have to at another service. But Romans chapter number 1, it says here, if you look at Romans chapter number 1, it's talking about all the wickedness in the last days and so forth. It says in verse number 18, Romans chapter 1, 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. King James says, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Say that out loud. Hold the truth in unrighteousness. If you look up the word hold, it means to suppress or hold back or hold down. Amen. So really what he's talking about here is, they hold the truth in unrighteousness, which means they hold it down, they squash it, they try to hinder it from getting out. And the reason they want to suppress the truth is so they can develop a lie. A lie keeps them from, the truth keeps them from developing a lie. Lies don't work whenever it's exposed by the truth.
Yes. Right.
That's right.
You understand? So what he's talking about here is them in the culture, in wickedness, as culture gets more and more wicked. I'm not talking about the church. The church is going from glory to glory. But as the culture goes from wickedness to wickedness, the Bible says evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. So as this happens and they attempt to squash the truth and develop a lie, they become haters of the truth because it keeps them from their agenda.
Yeah. Right.
I said it keeps them from their agenda. And so they're trying to develop a lie to get people pulled into it.
Yeah.
Believing it and accepting it so that they can hold them in bondage.
Yeah.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
God loves freedom.
Yes.
The devil loves bondage.
Yes.
And he loves to hold people in bondage. I'm going to get an anointing on me. I can tell it right now. Amen. And so deception is propagated not only through misinformation, but it's by suppressing of the truth. That's another part of the strategy of propagating a lie.
Amen.
Amen. A lie is only able to run wild if the truth is suppressed.
Right.
Amen. Tell your neighbor he's going to get on it this morning. You just hold on. Amen. Lies are propagated by holding back the truth.
Yes.
People want to hide the truth. They want to put the kibosh on it.
Yes.
Shut it up. Shut it down. Shut their mouth. Shut their voice. Shut their platform. Shut their whatever.
Yes.
Don't let them say anything. Because we got an agenda.
Right. Yeah.
The truth has no agenda. The truth doesn't take sides. The truth is the truth.
Right.
Whether I fall on the right side of it or the wrong side of it, that's up to me. But the truth is the truth.
Yes.
And it doesn't take sides. It'll side for you or against you, but it's not dependent on, it doesn't change. It depends on which side you or I get on it.
Yes.
Get on one side, it'll bless you. Get on the other side, it'll damn you. puts you in bondage. The Bible calls the Word of God a sharp two-edged sword. There's two sides to it. You can decide which side you get on it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stay on the truth side. Now, we're here. Notice, wrong information believed holds people in bondage. It allows them to be subject to men who desire to hold people in bondage. Amen. We see this in the news media all the time. People try to keep certain facts and knowledge from being put out by truth tellers to stop the agenda of the liars. Amen. Speaking the truth is an antidote to the lying spirit that is in the world seeking to suppress the truth. That's why the Bible calls us the salt of the earth.
Amen.
We're called the salt of the earth, aren't we called the salt of the earth? Salt preserves. It preserves a culture, it preserves a people, it preserves a nation. Salt keeps it from falling apart. And so the truth we hold and speak in love, because the Bible said we speak the truth in love.
Yeah.
See, we don't speak the truth getting a fighting spirit.
Right.
We're not fighting anybody. We're just truth tellers.
Yeah.
And we will not speak a lie because we love the truth, because we know lies bind people.
Yeah.
You can mark this down. Lies blind and lies bind.
Yeah.
And you don't want anything to do with either one of those things. Tell your neighbor, you don't want anything to do with either one of those things. Amen. And so Satan has got to push this in order to get his agenda on. And what is his agenda? We just read it in 2 Thessalonians. To raise up political world rulers who are tyrants. Who oppress the people of God, oppress the truth, oppress the gospel, oppress the truth of God's word, and even the truth of facts in society. Amen. Don't tell people we cheated. Don't tell people we stole. Don't tell people we're corrupt. Don't tell people that we did that so we could funnel money into our private accounts. Don't let them know that truth.
Come on.
Tell them a lie.
Yep.
Tell them we're doing it for this reason or that reason. I'm not here to be political. I'm just, see, you might say, are you picking on one side? We're not, it's not about people. It's about the truth. This battle we're in is not political. It's a battle between truth and lies. I said it's a battle between truth and lies. Amen. And so we need to recognize our role. Really, the devil has no authority to defeat anyone. You understand that?
Right.
Unless they believe his lies. If you look at his toolbox this morning, he's got one tool in there. It's called deception. That's the only thing he's got. Jesus stripped him of any authority to bind, to hold in bondage. In fact, anybody that's in bondage today, they're sitting in an open jail cell with the gate wide open. They could walk right out and right into freedom if they believe the truth.
Amen.
Amen. And so we are the salt of the earth. We are the truth tellers in culture. We are the ones who preserve the nation.
Yes.
And that means we have to guard ourselves from falling into lies.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we know what that'll do. It'll bring us into bondage. It'll bring culture and society around us into bondage. And to be honest with you, you have to realize these people have an agenda. They are not friendly to you and I. They're of a spirit. There's a spirit behind what they're saying, what they're trying to do. And it's the body of Christ that decides whether we're going to let that lie, form a bondage and a tyranny in our nation. Amen. So, praise the Lord. I don't know if you're ready for this morning. So, we're told here in 2 Thessalonians that deception will be what brings this bondage into the earth in the last days. This tyranny in government. Can you see that? And so, but really, deception is not powerful at all. It is weak in the presence of the truth.
Amen.
Amen? I said it's weak in the presence of truth. And if we'll love the truth and keep speaking the truth in love, See, people sometimes speak the truth, but they get a fighting spirit about them. We're not called to have a fighting spirit. We're not called to fight people or fight lies. We're called to just keep telling the truth. 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 Whether it's the truth in the Bible or the truth about facts. Amen. So praise the Lord. We're going to learn about this. Now, Jeremiah 9:3, you can write that down, or if you want to look at it real quick, he says, they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. Amen. They proceed from evil to evil. They know not me, saith the Lord. So he's talking about what will happen in cultures that get away from God, and even in the last days, is that people are not valiant for the truth. Valiant means like a warrior. Amen. If there's anything I'm warring about, it's about the truth getting out. Telling people the truth. Amen. Whether it be the truth about healing or anything else, or whether it's just the truth of facts. Amen. Now, you can get to the place in your life, and I'll be honest with you, there's something happening out there in this nation where people are beginning to appreciate whenever they find somebody who's not a shucker and a jiver. You know what I mean by shucking and jiving? I was talking to somebody yesterday. They met somebody that we have no indication that they're saved. They could be. We just don't know. But I mean, you know, the first few minutes of the conversation was full of curse words, you know. But anyway, during the conversation, this particular person started talking about, you know, I believe people's word ought to just be their bond, and a handshake ought to be good enough, you know. But see, there's a lot of people like that out there. They want to be honest, good in that sense. Just stop shucking and stop lying. Stop shucking and jiving. And you get to the place, you meet somebody like that, or you hear somebody on TV talking the truth and just don't care about where it falls. Whether it puts me in a good light or puts me in a bad light, just tell the truth. Yep. You get to the place in life that you appreciate those people. I mean, you hear them, you've never met them. Yeah. You've never seen them before in your life, but here they are on TV, and you feel like they're a long lost kinfolk, you know. They're like, I identify with that spirit you're yielding to that tells the truth. I identify with that. Amen. And people are starting to, in this culture, say, we don't want this lying in this junk anymore. Now go to 1 John chapter number 1. There's two passages here that the Lord, what got me started on this was these passages. The Lord woke me up a few mornings ago, and this statement started coming up out of my spirit. I'm like, I don't even know where that is. I had to look it up. And it's here in 1 John chapter number 1, first of all, we see verse number 1, that which was from the beginning, let's see, I wrote something down wrong, that's not it. Let's see, is it 3 John maybe? Where is it? I wrote something down wrong. Anyway, there is a passage, I wrote something down wrong. There is a passage that talks about John's writing to Gaius, maybe it's the third, I know there's another time in the third chapter. Third John 1, I know this is one of them, but there's another one somewhere. I didn't write it down correctly. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. I've read that for years, and I was always sort of fuzzy about what he was saying there. But the way it was coming to me, whom I love in the truth, it was coming to me. You know, you could read that a couple of different ways. I truly love you, some translations will say. Or I love you in the truth of the gospel and how you preach the truth and so forth. But another way you could look at this is basically to say, I love how you just cut it straight and tell the truth. You know what I'm talking about? That's the way it came to me, whom I love in the truth. And so, he's saying, I just love how you tell the truth. Amen. You just tell it like it is. You won't compromise. And, I believe from the context, you can read the rest of this, and you can see that he's talking about he wouldn't let Gaius, wouldn't let liars and deceivers come into that congregation and push false doctrines and propagate wrong things in that congregation and preaching lies. But so you can see that from the rest of the passage, but basically, the way I see it, I never saw it this way. I love how you just get up and tell the truth, whether it puts those false teachers in a bad light or not. You just get up and you say, now, here's what the Word of God says. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. There, you just no shucking and jiving with you. I love you in that. I love you for that. Isn't that right? And then he said, look at the next verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Amen. Now go back to the second book of John. There's where I was looking for. Chapter number one, verse number one. The elder unto the elect lady and her children. It must have been an elderly saint there that he was talking about. Whom I love in the truth. And not only I, but also all they that have known the truth. In other words, he's saying, I love how you just tell the truth. Yeah. Amen. And so does everybody else who loves the truth. Yes. Do you love the truth?
Yes.
If you love the truth, you hate lies.
Yes.
Even if you find it in your own mouth, you know. You can cure yourself of that, you know. Stop right in the middle of it and say, wait a minute, what I just said is not true. Forgive me. Here's what the truth is. Well, I would look bad. Well, see, now you love your image more than the truth. Do you love the truth or do you love your image? Come on, I'm about to go ahead and stop. I'm going to pop the clutch here in a minute.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Those who hate lies and love the truth come to the place that they really appreciate people who tell the truth. You know, you can tell when somebody's shucking and jiving. They're hedging and they make sure they say it this way so people can't trap them and this and that. But you really appreciate people that just get up and tell the truth. Don't you? It's hard to express sometimes how much you appreciate people like that. Amen. I mean, you just feel like you've known them for 20 years or something. I mean, here they are telling the truth. Or maybe you never met them before, never saw them before, but here they are on TV just cutting it straight. You know what I mean? Just cutting it right down the middle of the line. And they don't care who it puts in a bad light or not.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to go find them. I want to meet them, give them a hug. I mean, they might be an old lost relative or something. I mean, you know. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. There's just an affinity toward them. There's a camaraderie. You know what I'm talking about? You identify with the spirit that they're of. And so society is starting to fall into two camps. There's people that don't want to hear the truth. You understand what I'm talking about? For one reason or another. And there's people that are getting fed up with lies. Amen. And there's a battle going on for the minds of men out there. It's not a battle between people or groups of people. It's a battle between truth and lies. Amen. And we're not loyal to any group. We're loyal to the truth. I said we're loyal to the truth. Doesn't matter if it looks good on us or it looks terrible on us. Truth is the truth. Amen. Tell your neighbor the truth is the truth. Amen. So if you don't understand that this is a spiritual battle between truth and lies, you'll miss the mark and start fighting people. Now, many of you know we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So tell your neighbor, I love you in the truth. In other words, I love when you just cut it straight. But when you start getting shifty on me, now I have a problem with that. Amen.
Amen.
You know how many people have come through this congregation and looking for a home church, and they move on and go to another place, and then they come back and they say, you just don't shuck and jive around here. I'm coming back here. Amen. And we're not going to start shucking and jiving. If it's ugly, it's ugly. I don't know. Some of you didn't like that, but I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about telling lies and being shifty and. People get disgusted with all the deception, with all the agendas, and they don't trust certain groups of people anymore because they know they're just telling a bunch of lies. And their polls or ratings, I'm not just talking about politicians, but groups and, you know, Hollywood or whoever. Yeah. You just name the group. And their you know, favorability rating is way down. Yeah. And if they just start telling the truth, everybody'd say, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. How many of you know there's people that speak with saltiness? You know what I mean by that? I mean, it's like, oh, whoa, yeah. It's direct. And it cuts the lies off. But how many of you know you don't get that way when you in your private life are living a shifty life and hiding stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The reason a lot of people have trouble telling the truth is because they're not living the truth.
Yeah.
You can mark it down. A liar is somebody that's got a lot of other stuff going on. Well, there's not a whole lot of shouting this morning, but amen. Now, people are falling into two camps, and there's one camp who's starting to love the truth more and more, and to be honest with you, they're developing a spiritual sense and ability to smell a lie a mile away.
Amen.
Just smell a lie. Amen. And there's certain people that they know they're lying, and the reason they know they're lying is because of their track record. I said their track record.
Yep.
So from now on, if your mouth is moving, you're lying.
Yep.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Yep.
If you do tell the truth, it's for an agenda to do a lie.
Yep.
Oh, I can tell I need to preach on this. Some of you are looking at me. The church is the salt of the earth. We're to be salty and just cut the line, cut, tell the truth.
Yes.
I, for one, have developed a great distaste for lying. You can talk about me, talk about how ugly I am, how you hate my hairstyle, whatever. I don't care. Just do whatever you want. But you lie to me? That's an insult. Insult to my intelligence. Amen. There's something about a lie that you get to the place you hate. Because I'll tell you why. You know it puts people in bondage. I said, you know it puts people in bondage. Amen. Now, deception's the only weapon the devil has. But you and I, our weapons of our warfare are mighty and more mighty than the work than what the devil has to put people in bondage.
Amen.
Amen. And so our weapons are the truth of God's word. Keep saying what God says. Amen. Now this is just an example, okay? This is one we can all understand. It's not that we're picking on one thing. There's a lot of lies in our culture. Evolution's a big lie. There's a lot of things. But here's one that you don't know what gender you are. You get to pick which gender you are.
Come on.
Lies.
Yeah. Come on.
I said lies.
Lies.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't mean to be vulgar, but if you don't understand, just stand in front of a mirror after you get out of the shower and check the plumbing. You know, I tell you right there, okay, now you know. I mean, it's just like, duh.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got to hold back this mystery of iniquity. What does it mean, mystery? It means it's something crafty. You it's like a greased pig. You try to get a hold of it, and it squeezes out somewhere else. And it's just like the deception is getting rampant.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, some of you don't like it, but that lying spirit's coming out. Amen. So notice he's going to destroy this. Jesus is coming back to destroy this with the spirit of his mouth.
Yeah.
What is that? That is the sword of the Spirit, which is telling the truth.
Yes.
I am so looking forward. Now, I'm living in complete victory now, so don't misunderstand me. You know, people, they have different ideas of, you know, well, if we just, let's have the rapture now, Jesus, it'll be a good time. My rent's past due. You know, I'm just getting, I'm not talking about living in that kind of defeat, but I'm talking about just the things that will be different in the surroundings in our culture in the millennial reign of Christ. I am so looking forward to the millennial reign of Christ. The shucking and the jiving will be dealt with hard. Come on now. Amen. How's he going to deal with it? By telling the truth with a sharp sword of the anointing. I said with a sharp sword of the anointing. So you can speak truth, but you can do it under the anointing. That's what they came against Stephen for and stoned him for. He told them the truth. You crucified him. Amen. Some people try to get politically correct. I heard a preacher one time, he's trying to be politically correct with the Jews because he's all in with the Jews. Well, I appreciate the Jewish nation, and I believe Jesus is coming back to bring them back to salvation and so forth. You know, I'm not fussing about that. But here's the point. In order to protect them, he tried to tell everybody that the Jews didn't crucify Jesus, that Herod did. Lie!
Come on now.
I can give you scripture after scripture after scripture.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
Seriously. It's in the Word. It's right.
Why do we have to lie to people? They need salvation just as much as you and I need salvation. I'm not picking on them. I'm just dealing with the general subject of lying. Amen. The Lord will consume this stuff with the spirit of his mouth. And you and I are called to put the sword of the truth in our mouths. Amen. To tell the truth. It holds back this mystery of iniquity. This great deception that is trying to get it on, even in our nation today. Tell your neighbor there's a great deception trying to get it on in this nation today. Can you see how the Antichrist will come on the scene so quickly when the church is removed? Because all the truth tellers will be out. Now it's easy to push the lie. Y'all still with me? We are what's holding this thing back. I said we're what's holding this thing back. But not if we're not salty. You know what I mean? We got to tell the truth. Hallelujah. I don't mean we have to fight people. Come on now. I don't mean we have to get up in arms and get AK-47s or whatever or anything like that. I'm just saying this is the sword we use. The truth. The truth. The truth. The truth. Truth. Why can't we examine? Now people are going to get upset at this. Why can't we examine all the votes and see if the count was accurate? What are you afraid of? Maybe the truth? Would that be what you're afraid of? Look at me like that. I'm telling the truth.
Reach it. Reach it. That's right. Come on then.
Amen. But no, we got to hide the facts. We can't count that again. We can't. This is evil. This is wicked. Well, the truth is wicked now. So now we've got it all twisted around. The truth is bad and the lie is good. I mean, how twisted can you get? Amen. I didn't intend for this to come out this way, but it's coming out this way. We're called to be truth tellers. And that's what holds back this mystery of iniquity, exposes the lies and the false narrative and the deception and the seeking to be in control and in power whenever you're not legitimate and all that stuff. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Go ahead and say amen.
Hallelujah.
People get to shaking when somebody starts telling the truth.
Yeah.
That was good.
No, that's how you hold this stuff back.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, verse 11 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 talks about a strong delusion that is a result of believing lies. And so, notice there's that term strong delusion. There's degrees of truth-telling in people, and there's degrees of lying and deception in people. Here he's talking about it getting real strong. It's trying to get stronger in our nation right now. And we know we're the ones holding it back, right? And so And so we're to take, according to Ephesians 6:17, we're to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we're to hold these things back. His Word is truth. But we're to do it under the anointing, not in the flesh. You can see certain ones in government raised up, and you can see, look at the anointing. If you know anything about things of the Spirit, you can see them and say, look at the anointing on that person. They smile, and they keep telling the truth. They're a happy warrior for the truth. You know what I mean? They're not maddening. You know? They're just happy warriors for the truth. Smiling.
That's right.
Amen. I just love them. You can see the anointing all over them. Yep. Raised up by God. You know, God raises up people in ministry. He raises up people in politics.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And you might think I'm talking about one political party. I heard a guy, well, actually it was a lady, the other day, telling the truth in another party. I'm like, yeah, come on now, sister.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Amen. Amen. So we're to deal with these things. Now, how can we, Lord Jesus, help me, show me what to do next year. let's get out anything in our words, our actions, or whatever that has any dishonesty in it. Telling half truths, leaving out certain pertinent facts, giving the wrong impression or false innuendos, misleading people, so forth. Those things grieve the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
He's squeaky clean truth. Sometimes he says things to me that are like, it's okay, give me a minute. Okay, yeah, you're right. Ooh, that hurt.
That's right.
That hurt. But it was so true. So true. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I love that about him. He won't shuck and jive with you. He won't lead you on. And anything that we say or do that leads people on, that is deceptive or misleading, it grieves him. Because he's the Spirit of truth. Amen. Let's get all that stuff out of us. What do you say? You and I will never be a faith person if, you know, if the, our word is not good. What we say is not good.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Because to be a faith person, you got to believe what you say comes to pass. And saying things that are not true or that you don't follow through with undermines that. What you say doesn't always come to pass. It might be in another area. But it undermines your ability to say something, by his stripes I'm healed, and that come to pass.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
Amen. So when faith people say yes, they mean yes. When they say no, they mean no. And that is a full sentence. No, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
With faith people, that, you know, the more people say, the more they're trying to cover up so many times. Prosecutors know that. They try to get people talking. Amen. Did you do it? No. Amen. Well, what else do you have to say about it? I said everything I need to say. No, I didn't do it. Yeah, but tell me about this and tell me about that. I said I didn't do it. Wasn't there. Didn't do it. Amen. Check my DNA. Do whatever you want to do to give me a lie to take whatever. No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Right.
If you're a person of faith and a person of honor, that's it. Bam, done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Well, anyhow, now that this is going over so good. Hallelujah. Now this, the lies have no authority. You have to fight to defend a lie. You do not have to fight to defend the truth. I mean, in the sense of you got to get in a fight with people. You just state the truth. And the truth carries its own authority. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. And so really the devil has no authority, and he can't defeat you except he lies to you and you accept and believe a lie. All he can do is blind people's minds and get them to accept that. And they'll put themselves in a jailhouse. The devil really can't even do it on his own. He's got to get you and I to believe a lie. I remember a lady, a story that came one time. We were, Pastor Debbie and I worked at Kenneth Hagin Healing School for, what was that, 6 years or more. I mean, not on staff, but I mean just as a volunteer. And we were quite involved there during those years. And I'll never forget during camp meeting one year, a lady came up to, we were working on a booth over here, kind of off to the side, Prayer and Healing Center booth. And there was kind of a big booth right in the middle of the, you know, it's the convention center, but it was one of those big ballrooms. The camp meeting was out in the main arena, but the big ballroom had all the tables and things that were being, book tables and so forth. And there was a big book table right in the middle. And this lady came up to that had been healed the night before in a wheelchair. I mean, she got out of the wheelchair the night before, and she's healed walking, came up to the book table, and she's all mad, and the person that she's interacting with behind the table is trying to help her, you know, did somebody offend her? She's upset, and so forth and so on. Can I help you? Did somebody do you wrong? Or no, she said. She's upset. Well, what are you upset for? Aren't you the lady who got out of the wheelchair last night? Yeah, she said, I got healed last night, got out of the wheelchair. She said, I could have got out of that wheelchair years ago. She was mad because she believed a lie for all those years. Well, it wasn't the sickness that held her in the wheelchair. It was believing the lie. She found out the truth. Come on, go ahead and say he's preaching good now. The only thing the devil has is a lie. Amen. Amen. What was binding her? Sickness? No. The diagnosis was lies. Yes. Believe the lie. Come on, tell your neighbor he's doing all right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She didn't need to fight to get free. She just needed to have the truth presented to her, and she needed to receive it. The truth had the authority and the power to set her free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that I remember years ago we were ministering in healing school, and there was a couple that had been coming, and I don't remember the condition he had, but it was pretty serious. And while he's in the week he was there for healing school, he ended up going into the I don't know if it was emergency room, because it was the hospital, because I was able to visit, so I guess it wasn't intensive care. But so he's up there in the hospital, and they had him on these machines to keep him going, because he's getting pretty serious, and it's a bad condition. He could die. And so I went up there to visit him, and I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. You tell me what to say. And so he was talking about how the Lord, and he and his wife were there. He's on the bed, and he was saying how the Lord had told him not to have an operation. Well, the Lord could say that, but he could not say that. I can't judge that. Except I had this witness on the inside. The Lord didn't say that. But, well, what are you going to do? Argue with a guy? No, the Lord did not say that. Oh, yes, he did. No, he didn't. No, you can't do that. So I said, Lord, I sense this. But I said, how do I talk to him? He said, just keep telling him, faith means you're certain. Faith means you're sure. See, if you're going to stand on, if the Lord said something to you, then you can stand on that, whether it's the written word or it's something the Holy Ghost spoke to your heart. Yes. But faith means you're certain that the Lord spoke to your heart. Yes. Means you're sure that the Lord spoke to you. And I must have said that 20 times while I was in the hospital room that day. And I just had a sense that's going to stand before him when he goes to sleep tonight. And that's exactly what happened. The next morning, the next day or whatever it was, I went up there again, and his wife said, well, this morning he woke up, and he was, he said, I need to have this operation. Wheel me in, I'm ready to have the operation. Because the doctor said, we can solve this right now, just have the operation. And so they wheeled him in, and the doctor said, we got him just in time. He was almost ready to, he wasn't going to last much longer. And so so then he was there, and he was awake already. And so he was on the bed, and I was talking to him. And they said, yeah. He said, last night when I went to bed, he said those words, faith means you're certain faith. They were standing at the end of my bed. They just keep talking to him, just kept talking to me.
Amen.
And he said, I asked myself, am I certain the Lord said that? And he said, when I got real honest about it, I had to admit, the Lord didn't say that at all. I just wanted to not have an operation because if I had the condition, I could still get insurance benefits. Amen. You understand where he's at? If he's got this condition, this whatever you call it, disability or whatever this thing is, he could get insurance benefits. And so he made up the story that the Lord had said. See, he lay it off on the Lord. The Lord had said to not have an operation when it was just him not wanting to lose his insurance benefits.
Yeah.
Disability or government benefit, whatever. Yeah. You know, some sort of benefit. I don't know all what it was. But so you know, people like that, if they die, then somebody says, see, healing's not for everybody. Are you with me this morning?
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. And so it was really speaking the truth that set that man free from dying.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
A lie was killing him.
Yes.
I said a lie was killing him.
Right.
Believing a lie and speaking a lie. And you could write on his tombstone, here lies a man that was killed by a lie. He lied on Jesus and died. Ah! See, people don't like it that straight.
Yeah.
But that's the truth.
Yes. Yes.
I've been to funerals of young men who had died too early, and mamas are crying their eyes out. But it's all a lie. Ah! Because the Lord spoke to me and said, yeah, and she killed him. That doesn't mean she pulled a gun on him, but the way she raised him. I know the story. And the way she raised him. Mama's boy could do no wrong, never get corrected, get anything he wants. He was a big baby. Wanted to mooch off everybody else, do his thing, live in the basement, do drugs. No discipline, no correction. No, you're not going to do that. Y'all still with me? Well, that's too hard. No, you can't tell people everything you know, but the truth is the truth.
Yes. Amen.
The way we get free from these things is tell the truth.
Yes.
Accept the truth.
Yes.
Well, we just don't understand. A lot of people that don't understand, it's because this has not become final authority.
Yes.
Jesus had some people come to him one day and tell us by what authority you do this. He said, okay, I'll tell you that just as soon as you tell me the baptism of John. Was it from heaven or was it of men? You answer me first. They got in their little religious huddle and they said, wow, if we say it's of God, he'll say, then why don't you believe it? But if we say it's of men, then everybody's going to get mad because they all believe it's the John the Baptist from God.
Yeah.
So they said, here's our answer. We can't tell. We don't know. There's a lot of people saying they don't know, and they do know. They just don't want the responsibility that the truth is going to put on them whenever they say, here's the truth. Come on now. Because the truth makes us responsible. It makes us, if it's the truth, then we've got to walk in the light of it. We've got to govern our lives by it. We've got to accept it. We've got to say, truth, Lord, yes, and we receive it. It's of you.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth, and you shall acknowledge the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. But failing to acknowledge the truth will kill you. I'm not trying to push that on anybody, but it can if the devil's allowed to do it. Now, let me ask you a question. The devil has no defense against the truth. Amen. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can't comprehend it. Lies are darkness. And when the truth of the light shines, people, they sputter and they spit and they kick and they get mad and they divert and they deflect attention to somebody else and they change the subject. Blah, 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 blah. How many of you know, you can see it every day almost.
Oh, yeah.
Just watch news broadcasts. What about this? Can't handle the truth.
Come on.
They go into a rage.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why they can't say something intelligent. Because they have no defense against the truth because they have no authority. The truth stripped them of it. It's like a criminal in a murder case in a courthouse, and the prosecution and the criminal is trying to defend himself. It wasn't me, and yet the prosecution says Exhibit A, and he pulls up a video, a security camera video or something, and there they are in full video, see their face and everything, pull the gun, pull the trigger, the man falls dead. It's on video.
Yeah.
Are you out there?
Yes.
DNA evidence is presented and it's all cleared up or something like that. What can the guy say? Truth is a stubborn thing.
Yeah.
Are you out there?
Yes.
They can holler. They can get mad. They can spit. They can scream. They can deflect and threaten and get mad and try to throw a fit in the courthouse. But that doesn't change the truth.
Right.
Truth is the truth. You can wish it wasn't true. You can wish the video hadn't shown up.
Yep.
Yep. Amen. But it did.
Amen.
And anything you do or say can't change the truth.
Yep.
You can lie and say it's not true, but that doesn't change the. It's still the truth.
Right.
Amen. The video showed it. It stripped you of your authority. It completely disarmed you. And guess what? The prosecutor doesn't need to fight. If he gets all mad and wants to throw a fit, the prosecutor doesn't need to fight. The truth will do the fighting.
Right.
He doesn't need to holler back.
Right.
But you did. No, he did not do that. The truth is already doing the fighting.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You diminish yourself whenever you get a fighting spirit about the truth.
Yep.
The truth will do its own fighting. I like it.
Yes.
See, when you are speaking the truth, you're in control of the situation.
Yes.
I said you're in control. People they try to lie, but as long as you're on the right side, remember John Wayne, a man in the right, a man in the dark or in the wrong, coming after a man in the right. You know, he's going to lose every single time. Ha, ha, ha. Guess who's going to win? Ultimately, the truth always wins.
Yes.
I said, ultimately, the truth always wins. Hallelujah. Don't get in the flesh about it. Just keep telling the truth. Hallelujah. And don't say, we can't tell anymore. We don't know. Well, we just don't know, Pastor. If you don't know in the Word, a lot of times you know in your spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. There's been politicians that friends, ministry friends, large groups of people that I have confidence in a lot of areas have said, I like that man, and so as a politician, in here something's right. Something's not right. Something's not right. Pastor Debbie and I talk about this quite often. Amen. The Holy Ghost will let you know. Well, it's getting a little, I don't know, some of you are getting a little quiet out there. Hallelujah. So people who so often say we don't know, they just don't want to know. They don't want to face the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't want to face what they really do already know.
Yes.
Amen. So it's embarrassing to people who are holding to a lie and telling lies. To face up and admit the truth, but they would free them if they would do it.
Yep.
I said it would free them.
Yes,
praise the Lord. If you don't know, this is the reason people say things like this. If you don't know, then you're not responsible.
Yeah.
Truth puts responsibility on people. Amen. You have to acknowledge its authority to govern your life, your actions, your words, and everything else. Anything that's not true, you can ignore it and not suffer the consequences. But if it's true, you can't ignore it or deny it and go without consequences. Let me illustrate this way. You're walking across the street, and a huge semi-truck is coming your way. And you can't get across in time, unless you run, speed up and run. You deny that, and you will suffer the consequences. But if you're walking across the street, and you look both ways before you did, and somebody, and you didn't see anything, but you're walking around, you look straight ahead, and somebody hollers, "Look out for the semi!" And there's no semi. You look both ways, there's no semi. You can ignore that lie and not suffer consequences.
Right?
So, you know, there's a lot of things that, I don't know if you're getting any help this morning or not. The truth is there is a heaven and there is a hell. I know this is more basic this morning, but there's a lot of things that you can't ignore. Well, we're just going to see how it works out. Whoa, wait, watch out now. Watch out. Amen. Without faith in Christ, you can't ignore that and just, it'll all work out. Amen. Can't act like it's not true. Try to get away with it. On the flip side, if something's true and you don't know it or you don't acknowledge it, you're going to live as if that it's not true. Like, for example, if I put $1 million in your bank account, and you don't know it, it's true, but you don't know it or you don't accept it or something like that. Well, you're going to live whatever way you have the ability to live without that $1 million as if it's true that it's there, but that doesn't benefit you any. So the real victory in life is acknowledging the truth, accepting the truth, and walking in the light of it. James 1:22 warns us against be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He said there's such a thing as self-deception. I'm almost done. Tell your neighbor this is going to be worth it. Just a couple more minutes here. There is such a thing as self-deception. Isn't that right? This is how people become self-deluded. They hear, but they walk away and don't want to accept what they heard. Don't want to accept what they heard. Amen. If you hear you're healed and act like it's not true, then it won't do you any good. Amen. People can ignore what is being preached here in the full redemption, the redemption from the curse of the law, and the things that are preached from the Word of God. It isn't about us. It's about what the Word of God says. Yes. And say, well, I don't believe it that way. Okay. That's, you know, do whatever you want. But you will suffer the consequences of that. Not from God, like God's going to smack somebody. I'm not talking about that. But the doing without what He made available, you will suffer. That's tight and right. Yeah, it's tight and right. I said it's tight and right. Hallelujah. So in the last days, we've got to love the truth more than anything. We got to beef it up on this and not let this spirit that's out there in the world get on us and get in our thinking. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus said in Mark 13:13, in the last days, good and righteous people would be hated and lied against excessively. Jesus mentioned that. Amen. But don't think it's anything personal. It's not about you or I. It's about the truth that they just keep saying.
Yes.
They get mad. Yeah. I'll tell your neighbor, we're just going to keep on saying it. Because we keep speaking the truth of God's word. We won't listen to a lie. Amen. Bible says, that 2 Timothy talks about in the last days, people turn away their ear from hearing the truth. Amen. But well, let's not be part of that spirit. I remember, we're just not one of them. Let's just save some time and say we're not one of them. Hallelujah. I love the truth. Say it out loud. I love the truth. Hallelujah. People want to be a truth unto themselves. I just heard a nationally known figure say, well, if you are going to your church and receiving communion, How are you doing that with, you stand for abortion and all these sins in the Bible and so forth? And they said this. This is amazing. People that have ears to hear, this is amazing. I make my own judgments. Yeah, somebody else heard it because they said, that's what she said. I make my own. In other words, I'm my own God. There's no authority higher than what I think. Oh, really? Huh? Yeah, that's exactly what they said. Times like that, you want to duck. It's like, whoa, whoa. It's like, Jesus, have mercy. Let her give a chance to get saved. She needs saved. I'm serious. It's getting serious out there. See, there's no authority higher than what I think. Amen. That's exactly what they're saying. I said, that's exactly what they're saying. See, some of you don't like it so tight and right, but that's just the way we've got to start recognizing that there is an authority higher than us, and there is a God, and He is truth, and His word is truth. But people don't want Him to have any authority over them. They don't want His word being an authority over them. I have a verse for that person. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. It's right in your eyes, but how about in the eyes of God?
Yeah.
Fool.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Amen. The truth's not always complimentary, and nor is it partial. It cuts straight. No matter how powerful you are, big name you are, big wig you are, the truth is the truth. It's greater than your opinion. Just because you don't want it to be the truth doesn't make it false. You know what makes it true? If it's true.
Yep. Yes, sir.
The truth carries its own authority. Well, praise the Lord. But that's just it, Pastor. We really don't know if something's true or not. I mean, after all, what may be true to you might be not true for somebody else. You know. There's my truth, and then there's someone else's truth, and we just can't tell something whether it's really true or not. No, what I believe doesn't make... Just because I believe something doesn't make it true.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And you denying it doesn't make it a lie.
That's right.
Man, I'm just going to... Yeah, I don't know. We just don't know. We can't tell. We just don't know. We're just not going to pay it. We're not going to think about that. Oh, you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's what makes it true. Did God say it?
Come on.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did the Bible say back there, did the psalmist say that he knew me in the womb before I was even formed? Is that true? That's a person that he knew. God knew a person.
Come on.
Then that's true.
Yes. Yes.
That's true. And there's many other verses.
Yeah.
So abortion is a lie.
Yes.
I said it's a lie. Now, you know, it sounds like we're being real political today. But we're going to bring this into believing the truth about redemption.
Amen.
And how that sets us free. Amen.
Amen.
Not this morning. We're wrapping up this morning. Hallelujah. People that say, we just don't know, we just wonder what the truth is, you're going to keep wandering around in la-la land and never have any real victory. There's a verse in Deuteronomy, I don't know, I got the reference here somewhere, some of you want to write it down, I think it's Deuteronomy 12:5-12, it's God saying, basically, if you're going to go into Canaan's land, you're going to have to change the way you're living to every man doing what is right in his own eyes. You read that there in that passage. In other words, if as long as you are just doing what you say is right,
yeah,
and not looking to see what God said is right,
yeah,
then you're going to keep wandering in this wilderness. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. So the way to stop wandering is stop wandering. You know, W-A-N-D, you know, way to stop wandering, W-A-N-D, is stop wandering, W-O-N-D. Amen. You got to get to the place you nail down. Something is true.
Yes.
Something is true.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've made my decision, and I'm not wandering around in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 And I'm pouring in the truth. And if I find a lie, if I find a lie in my mouth, if I find a lie in my thoughts, I deal with it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to live that way. I don't want to be in bondage. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen very closely. I'm going a little longer this morning. I'm going to wrap this up. It matters who you listen to big time.
Yes.
You better make sure they're telling the truth.
Yes.
And I'll talk about just in general, out in public and so forth, whether it be the news or whatever, or whether it be preachers. If you're listening, I'm just going to read some of this. If you're listening to those voices who are even a little bit partial in their own opinions or agendas, that voice will have a degree of deception in it.
Yes, sir.
It has a bit of contamination in it. And by opening your ear to that voice, you'll dull your ear to hearing the truth. Amen. If you listen to the Spirit of Truth, He'll guide you to those voices in the body of Christ that are speaking truth to a higher degree. See, there's a number of people in the preachers and ministers speaking the truth.
Yes.
You understand? But still, this by degree. There are many voices in the world, and the Bible says, all have a degree of either deception or truth in their mouth. If you really want the highest and best God has for you, filter out those voices that have a contamination in them, a mixture. There are many things that are okay, just not pure truth. If you really want the highest, you got to go for the pure truth. Turn your ear to recognizing those higher voices that have purged themselves from corrupting and contaminating influences, and listen only to what sits right in your spirit. The Spirit of Truth will lead you to voices of truth and lead you away from error. And deception and confusion. Things that are partly contaminated with a lie. That's a verse in 2 Timothy 2:21 in the Amplified. Ministers are to purge themselves from corrupting and contaminating influences. Amen? Nobody's got their mind 100% renewed. But there are certainly those that have been more diligent in the truth than others.
Amen?
They're the more safe voices. They are a higher standard, and they have a greater diligence to wash themselves in the water of the Word, and they're safe for us. Amen. Their voice will just set much better in your spirit when you hear it. It'll have a soundness to it, a purity to it, a reality to it. You see, truth has a sound.
Yes.
I said it has a sound. And when you hear that, it's so refreshing. It's just like, ah. It's like somebody I was talking about, you know, saying something on TV, they just cut it straight. Just like, oh, thank you. So refreshing. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:27 says, the anointing that you have received of Him abides in you. You don't need any man to teach you. The anointing teaches you of all these things.
Right.
He'll let you know when something's not quite right.
Exactly. Yes.
He'll let you know when, well, there's a little truth in that, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Pay attention to that inner teacher. He'll let you know when you have to stop listening to certain voices. The Lord did that to me during the election. He woke me up one morning and He said, I told you who your standard is in the body of Christ and who to listen to. Now stop listening to these other prophets. I had to cut it out. People ask me to this day, did you hear something? Nope, didn't hear it. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Respond to the Spirit in these things. There are people that aren't in this service this morning. I know some people, they got off just wacky. I mean, the rapture was coming way back months ago, you know, so they weren't coming to church anymore because they're getting ready for the rapture kind of thing. Well, we're still here, so that must have been a lie. Cut those voices out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, did you get anything out of that?
Yes, sir.
How many of you know the Bible says we have an unction and we know?
Yes.
And let's stop lying to ourselves.
Yep.
And stop permitting ourselves. The Bible said, Jesus said, whatever you permit will be permitted. You keep allowing people to speak lies to you, God will have to allow you to have what you allow.
Yep.
Amen. I just decided not to allow people to lie to me anymore.